Glad you're all here. Can you stand with me? Let's honor the Lord and just jump in with both feet here. Yeah. Father, thank you for your amazing presence. And God, we just give this time to you. We ask, Lord, that you would shift us where we need to be shifted. And Lord, you would take what we need to get and just drop it on us today, God. We submit our hearts to you. We submit our minds to you. We submit our lives to you. We say, do whatever you need to do, Lord, to make us more like you today. We give you all the honor and the glory, for you are worthy, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, you're welcome in this place. Amen.
He wanted to take us on a journey. And so just as a prophetic act of our yes to him, I just want you guys to raise your hands and close your eyes, and just whether you say it out loud or not, I just want you to say, Jesus, take my hand. I want to go on the journey with you. Jesus, we receive your journey tonight. We say yes to you tonight. Lord, take our hand. Be our guide. Lord, we will follow you anywhere. We will follow you anywhere. We trust you. 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 Above all else, we trust the name of Jesus. We believe you. We believe your word. So God, we lift our hand to you. We say, take my hand. Guide me on this journey tonight. Whatever it is that you want to give me, I say yes. I receive it. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And we love you.
Did you feel the mountains tremble? Did you hear the oceans roar? When the people rose to sing up, Jesus Christ, the risen one. And did you feel the people tremble? Did you hear the singers roar? When the lost began to sing out, Jesus Christ, the saving one. And we can see that God, you're moving a mighty river through the nation, and young and old will turn to Jesus. Prepare the way of the risen Lord. Oh, you're moving.
So as I was coming in here tonight, I was seeing this vision again that I painted of the lion with the Ark of the Covenant. And when I first had painted it, the original vision, the Ark of the Covenant was silver. And we had just gone through with the kids with Learning Tabernacle, and they're like, "Mom, you painted it the wrong color." And I'm like, "That is what I saw. That's what the Lord said." And we went through that first few years of Trump's a season, and it was like this silver and this refining time of redemption. It was like that redeeming time. And last month when I was praying and I had this vision again, and I had it again tonight, I walked in and I saw people laying all over the rocks, like just the patriots were just laying all over the rocks, and the flag and the pole was disintegrating and things looked like they were going to fall. And I saw the Lord roar over the people, and he said, "Awake, awake, awake, awake." And I saw the people arise and start to take care of the flagpole. And all of a sudden, I saw the ark go from silver to gold. And the Lord said, "We are in a season of refinement. We're moving from redemption to refinement, to be carriers of his presence and to do what we're called to do." So awake.
This is the first stop on our journey. He's moved us into refinement as we cry out for an awakening. Awakening in our hearts, awakening in our families, awakening in our cities, awakening in our churches, and awakening in our nation.
as we've been in this place of worship, I literally can feel your hunger when I'm in worship. And what I'm feeling that's different than what I feel like I've felt about this type of hunger before is the hunger and the desperation in the heart of the people of God right now is to see transformation. Not like I need transformation. Our nation needs transformation. Our cities need transformation. Our government needs transformation. And we're hungry to see the move of God in the earth, not so that I can gain something, but so that we can see a shift in our nation, so we can see a shift in our government, so we can see a shift take place in the earth like we've never seen before. And I feel your hunger. I feel this drawing place. I feel this desire for the things of God, not for selfish reason, not for selfish gain, but to see the establishment of the sons and daughters of God in the earth, filling the earth as water fills the sea. I declare over you, I declare over me today that we are seeing the beginning stages of such a shift in the earth, that we are seeing the beginning stages of such a shift in the state of Alaska, that we're going to begin to see a shift in the nation, a shift in government, a shift in the earth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hunger, God. Thank you for desire. Lord, thank you for an unselfish desire, not looking for mine, not looking for I need this or I need that. But God, we as a people need you. We need you on this earth. We need you to move. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I just feel like there's a really there's an invitation tonight. Just in recent weeks, I've been in Montana, I've been in Texas, but coming here to Alaska, I just feel like partly due to the fast or partly due to your diligence in this season, the Lord's just inviting you. And He just kept on talking about, as we were singing too, about majestic glory, His majesties. He truly is the ruler. He wants you to have a peace that surpasses understanding. He wants to take that any fretting, any response to culture or anything that's trying to not only steal your peace, but just take away, just to be a distraction. And he's just, his majestic glory, he's reigning in his majesty. And Hebrews tells us about Jesus that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And there's been a purifying, like that refining you're talking about, Rachel, and that there's this purifying, but it's like just a firm foundation. And you're standing rooted and established in Him. Rooted in His love. Rooted in His, in Him. He's enough. He's everything we need. He's our portion. We don't need to add to Him. It's not Him end, it's Him. Out in Him we move and have our being. You know, when I was really first started hearing the Lord, His voice clearly, He just kept on reminding me, you belong to me and I belong to you. You belong to me and I belong to you. In me you move and have your being. I am your vine. And you are a branch. You live in me. You abide in me. You live in me. You dwell in me. You breathe in me. You are sustained in me. You are strengthened in me. And somehow we think we can add to that equation. Somehow we think there's, it's just we express Him. He flows through us, in us, around us, about us. He's dwelling. He's dwelling. He's dwelling. Thank you, Father. And I felt like the Lord told me to command right now His majestic glory and presence into your life, to loosen it. I speak it into your sleep. I infuse your sleep with the majesty of God. Dreams and visions, encounters. Waking up loved and blessed and rested and strengthened and renewed. I bless your daily life, your daily chores, your daily activities, your majesty in the midst of the daily, the dishes and the wash, being refreshed. I declare the majesty of God in every area of your life. Food on your table, food in your refrigerator, water coming into your home, clean water. Lord, I thank you for your majesty. I just feel like tonight we're just supposed to just swim in the pool. It's a spa night. come down to the waters. Come get refreshed. We have jacuzzis of glory over here. This is a hot tub of His patience over here. I had a vision like this of heaven. All the pools in heaven. You could go to you could literally enter a pool that you needed. Some would wash away all the regret. One would wash away all the fear. Come on, let's get into the majestic pools right now. Get your towel. Get refreshed. The majesty pools are waiting for you. The glory of the Lord. He's just be washed by His Word and by His Spirit. Nothing will hold you back because the Lord and His majesty, He is majestic. His name is above all names. He's perfect in all things. He's the author and perfecter of your faith. He's the decision maker. He's the revelation. He is your life. Your life is in Him. And He is in you. And the Lord, I just kept on just shouting, I love you. Even though I'm majestic, I call you to join me. I invite you to participate in my divine nature. Peter said, we have everything we need. Everything we need to come in and to participate with Him in His divine nature. Lord, we want to be like You. Lord, I want to pray there would be a new dimension of intimacy with You for every person here. Well, Lord, we've heard of marriage counseling. We want God relationship counseling. We want to overcome any and every barrier to intimacy, Lord. Anything that's hindering us from feeling closer to You. Rules we've made up, religious stuff that was crammed down our throat, things that we thought we should do. And Lord, we just come into sonship, daughtership, freedomship. Hey, I just made that up. Freedomship. We just come into that place, Lord. So Lord, we just pray tonight. I want to pray, Lord, tonight every person will walk out of here with a new level, dimension of intimacy with You, freedom with You, Lord. It'll be tangible in our spirits because You are trustworthy and majestic. And Lord, I just want to give You glory. Annie, the sincerity of Your worship. Oh, sincerity. It was like Your closet. It was like who You live in. It just went to the core of God. It went to the heart of God. He's responding tonight. He's going to give everything we asked for and more. Amen. Amen. Thank You, Lord. That was my prophetic flow, if that's all right. I'm not here very often, so I might as well flow. All right, I'll hold it back.
Yeah. I like it. I want to take people's money real quick. I'm only playing with you. It's good. I really do want to receive an offering. I know sometimes people do this at the very end, or they do it here or there, but I've been waiting on the Lord to know when to do this, and I just felt released to do this. And so I want to receive an offering for Mark and Ann. Some of you have never heard them or been a part of ministry. I just want to tell you, if you've never been a part of what their ministry is, that it is solid, it is integrous, it is prophetic, and such good ground to sow into. And so I want to give us an opportunity to bless the work of their ministry. Just so you know, I mean, this whole COVID thing has caused them to really have to shift what they're doing and how. I mean, they travel all over the world, and obviously that's difficult right now. He was sharing with me, and I don't think he'd mind me sharing this, but he had 7 international dates just cancel on him. And it wasn't like, we can't have you, we don't want you, that type of thing. It was, we don't know that, you know, what's going to happen in our country. We don't know how this is going to work. We don't know, you know. He was sharing with me, his book just got translated in Russia, and he was supposed to go there and share and bring impartation, and they just can't do it right now. And thankfully, the Lord is taking care of them. They haven't missed a beat. God is there, and He's faithful. So I'm not looking to try to get your money for that kind of a thing. I'm asking you to sow, because it's more important that we sow into what God tells us to sow into, so that we can reap what He desires to pour out upon us. And so I'm going to pray. I'm going to set this basket down front. There's 3 different ways you can give. You can either put money in this basket or a check or whatever. which if you write a check, you can write it out to Bridge of Hope, and I will make sure one check. And just so you know, every penny that comes in goes right to them. I don't keep any of it or nothing like that. There's boxes in the back of the church. If you don't want to make your way down here, you can put in there. Or you can go on akbridgeofhope.com and use a PayPal link and give that way. Just please put Mark or Mark Tubbs or Mark and Ann or something so I know where to put it. But I'm going to pray. And during this last worship song, I want to give you opportunity to come and just bless the socks off these guys. So, so let's pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity to sow. God, thank you that you put seed in our hand. Lord, you give seed, you give bread for us. And Lord, we want to sow when you say sow. And so, God, I ask that each person would know exactly what you're saying to do, how much to sow, where to sow, that today, God, we would be challenged in our giving, that it wouldn't be, I think I can give $50 or $20. I just ask God, Lord, what am I supposed to do? What does this look like? And then respond in kind. Whatever he tells you to do, be generous and do so. So I declare over you in the name of Jesus, outpouring, 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 that what you give, you will see a return of 30, 60, or 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for good ground. I pray blessing and increase over this offering and increase over transformation of the nations and ministry. And thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Throne was standing on.
Thank you, Lord. Whew. Yeah, you can go ahead and have a seat. Such good worship. Such good time. Thank you, Lord.